mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into the third hour of Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny. Thank you for joining me. Paul Joseph Watson, who's the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, one of my great websites, is riding shotgun with us. We're going to get more into these fake reporters. They're in print, they're on TV, they're on radio. I mean, a lot of them first got their start with big think tank funding, but many of them are actually paid supplemental government checks. Now, we know this from the 70s and Operation Mockingbird that came out in Congress, where the government was had hundreds of fake reporters and key editor positions and key foreign correspondent positions planting fake stories. You know about the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence saying, we're going to plant stories and lie to you for your own good. Then as they get caught doing it, they say, well, see, we told you. And then, of course, Paul, I want to get into all these made-for-TV shows and these dramas and these reality TV shows where they torture people. Guantanamo's fun. All this mass conditioning. There is just so much. And, of course, all these phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. In fact, after the break, let's get more into the fake reporters and into the what kind of TV our government's putting on in Iraq. You think the stuff's bad here, folks, training us how to be demons. Let's go ahead and go to some calls right now, though. Let's talk to, up next here, I guess it'd be Mike in Kentucky. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Well, I'm holding in my little hands here a 1992 edition of TV Guide from February 22nd to the 28th, and it is has in big bold letters on the front cover, fake news, and it's gets into the whole issue of video press releases where big huge corporations put out the press releases and fake interviews that you see on your news magazine type shows where you know that some Hollywood celebrity or some chief executive officer of a corporation does not sit down and do 1,000 interviews all across the country. They do suggested questions and things like that, and they download the video from satellite, and that's how it looks like your local TV station is interviewing some bigwig, you know, from Hollywood or a big politician or something.
But it's worse than that. I mean, the reporters themselves are being paid.
Well, just the first Gulf War was brought to you by Hill and Knowlton, the public relations firm. I'm sure a lot of people know about.
And there's that famous PBS documentary they did, at least it aired locally, it's kind of underground, where it shows Dan Rather a week before doing the exact newscast he did a week later, word for word. They even had the bombing sites. I mean, it's that scripted.
Well, that was not the main reason that I called, but since you brought that up, I've got that actual issue of TV Guide.
Will you do me a favor? Will you Xerox copy the cover and the pages and mail it to me?
Well, I can try to do that. I think I've got your fax line somewhere, but
yeah, fax it to me. I'll put it up. I'll talk about it.
Maybe get me on with your producer, and I'll do that. But one thing that I wanted to bring up was this transition to digital TV and digital radio. Now, you talked about your cable access show a while back. I know there was a big fight over that. I guess that's been somewhat resolved for a while.
We've won the battle. We haven't won the war.
Right, yeah. So I don't think people realize until they actually shut down analog TV, there's not going to be a lot of, you know, sealed country saying,
well, yeah, the little radio stations, the little TV stations, they go, hey, upgrade $1.5 million worth of stuff. Can't do it.
Well, the old saying, you don't miss the water till the well runs dry. I think they're going to find out that there's a backlash against this digital TV. For one thing, they've got real problem with the format that they've chosen. Paul could probably tell you over in England, it's a different format that's not as susceptible to what they call multipath. And if you've got a perfect picture, you might get the digital signal right now, but if not, you know, if you got any ghosting or any shadows in your picture, you ain't going to get the digital. And the wind blows, and it goes off because it's an all-or-nothing thing. It's going to be, I think people are going to be really mad and raise ruckus about it. I've played around with it.
That's right. You run a TV station. Anything else?
Well,
stay there. We'll be right back.
Alex Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're talking to Paul Watson. We're 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this third hour. We're about to get into actual torture on TV in Iraq that our government puts on there in that country. Torturing people on TV. It is literally the Running Man. So you think it's bad that in England they've got reality TV shows where you sign on to be tortured at a mock Guantanamo Bay camp, or Threat Matrix and 24, and shows over here that simulate torturing people to death? Oh no, it's much more evil than that in Iraq. All part of the new liberation. All part of the new freedom. Yes, they're liberating them like Anton LaVey would liberate people. But letting Mike in Kentucky have a chance to finish up. Mike, you were talking about the havoc that it's going to start as they try to force us on to digital TV and radio. They were supposed to have it already in everywhere by 2005, but people aren't adopting it as quickly. And I'm all for higher quality, but you're right. It's not as sure. It's not as redundant. And it has a lot of problems, and it'll destroy a lot of local TV and radio stations. There shouldn't be a law that you have to go to this.
Everybody is still waiting for the so-called magic next generation chipset that's going to allow you to receive your digital picture when the wind blows your antenna a little bit, you know. And there's all kinds of stuff on the internet, if you go look it up, where people are complaining about not, you know, having trouble picking up their local PBS station because the signal's a little bit too strong and it's bouncing around, and you get what's called multipath, or ghosting. And if you've got a perfect picture now on analog TV, why do you want to go out and buy a $200 receiver that may or may not work? See, they've got major problems. And of course, FCC chairman Colin Powell's son is resigning. He's getting out while it getting's good, I think, before this, you know, it all comes down on him. But I wanted to mention, you brought up some stuff that, for people that are new to this topic, I think they need to remember the first World Trade Center bombing, if they didn't know, was a government operation. And they had the man on the inside that was going to build a fake bomb, and they told him not to do it. He had it on smart enough to tape record his meetings with the FBI, so he had it on tape. That showed up.
Ahmad Salam, they told him to build a real bomb.
Yeah, he got $1 million to go away and be quiet. And there was, you brought it up, Texas Monthly Magazine, where the FBI actually created a Klan group. They got a bunch of guys, and they were too dumb to know how to build their own bomb, so they built the bomb for them so they'd blow up a refinery, and Texas Monthly Magazine gave them the Bum Steer Award. So,
and I have family in Fort Worth. I don't appreciate the FBI trying to kill family of mine.
So, you know, for people to think that it's pretty far-fetched for them to orchestrate this pageant, as I like to call it, September 11th, then they're out of the loop, as George Bush would say, or Reagan or somebody would say, out of the loop, you know, they just don't know about it.
Well, we just talked about Operation Gladio. I mean, you can go to the National Archives, Associated Press, London Guardian. I mean, the U.S. government carrying out terror attacks worldwide in the 70s, killing people. Blowing up school buses, that's one of their favorites, because that gets people real mad, and then blaming it on their enemies. I mean, when we have the government admitting they do it, people still can't face it. This is not a radical broadcast. We just tell the truth. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, let's get into let's give people some background on what TV's become and the conditioning mechanism, but then let's get into the latest generation of scum. I didn't think we'd get this bad this fast, directly to Running Man in 05.
Well, yeah, we have to underline the fact that this is not a new thing. I mean, even I was watching an episode of Knight Rider back from the early 80s where they would electrocute the bad guys to try and make them talk, even back then. You will have probably heard of, maybe not, the episode of 24, which has already aired in America, but which was premiered in the UK here last night, where the Secretary of Defense orders for his own son to be tortured because he, quote, loves his son, but he loves his country even more. And the last shot in the episode is the Secretary of Defense's son with the goggles on, screeching, having the high-pitched noises fed directly into his ears. So it's getting even worse in these kind of programs.
So 3 months ago, it was the show Spooks in England, where they torture people's seven-year-old daughters. Now, we don't just torture other people's children, simulated, but the subconscious picks it up like it's real. Now we torture our own children. That's the love of country.
Yes, it's not just the terrorists anymore. It's our own children, just because they might have some information which we need. But over in Iraq, which is a kind of crystal ball of the tyranny which will eventually be introduced in the U.S., they're kind of two steps ahead on the Richter scale. There's a new government-produced TV show airing in Iraq called Terrorists in the Hands of Justice, and it features beaten-up insurgents with the security forces standing over them with guns, who go in front of the camera and confess to kidnappings, rapes, and murders.
That is directly out of 1984. That is directly out of it.
And it's what they call reality television. This is not a drama. It's presented as real.
And they played clips of that on your news. I've got to get that.
And the rationale, I mean, it was in NBC News 2 days ago. They were quite proud of it. The rationale for
creation. Wait a minute. See, I've been busy making this film, so I'm out of the loop. What time? I've got to get that tape. NBC News, NBC Nightly News, what, Saturday night or Friday night?
I don't know the exact day.
Paul, listen, you need to find that for me. I'm sure it'll get worse. It'll be on every day soon. But you need to find out when that was. I've got ways of getting that tape.
We had an article yesterday, which was called Torture TV Televising the Revolution, which talks about it.
Yeah, I saw that. But listen for a second. You're telling me NBC, I mean, I know you have the articles about the terrorists in the hands of justice in Iraq, but I need that NBC. NBC did a glowing report of this?
Yeah. They threw in the proviso that it was having the unexpected effect of turning public opinion against the occupying forces.
How dumb. See, the globalists think we're all like they are, that we're going to like torture on TV. Unbelievable. So they beat and torture people on TV, have them publicly confess. Folks, we have reached 1984 levels.
They don't show the beatings. They show the beaten up, quote, insurgents with the security forces standing over them. So it's pretty obvious what has happened. And the rationale for putting this on television is to inspire the public into using the new TIPS program, which they've set up in Iraq, to inform on the activity of people in their neighborhood and report them to the government, which we highlighted 6 weeks ago. So while in the US it's thinly veiled as drama, in Iraq it's the latest brand of reality television. And in fact in the UK we've plumbed a new low where a show is about to start where contestants undergo torture techniques used at Guantanamo Bay.
They have a mock camp.
Yeah, the ones who resist the longest are the winners. And so what are people going to think when they watch this?
It's a psychological idea that it's something special. It conditions us, but also that, well, they have shows like that. What's the big deal?
Yeah, but the fact is they're not going to show, you know, people being raped with glow sticks, electrocuted, people being beaten to death, which is what actually happened. They're going to show
raped with large objects dripping with battery acid. Army's own report.
Yeah, but on the show, they're going to show sleep deprivation, stress inducement, the kind of lightest forms. So people are going to see that and think, you know, if this is all that's going on at Guantanamo Bay, and after all, these people are terrorists, as the British government passes laws to arrest British citizens as terrorists without evidence or trial, then what's the big deal? I support this policy because people are only going to see the lighter stuff. Because they're not going to show people being beaten to death, because it's a prize show.
Well, again, even if you're a sicko and think torture's good, folks, raping people with battery acid is not good. It's sick. It's psychopathic. See, why is so much of this...